We had a conversation about a decision-making framework that allows you to prioritize the highest leverage activities in the business and get what needs to get done and focus your time on the things that are most important. And so this framework has served me quite a bit. So you go through a little bit of an exercise when you think about your business as a whole, right? Make a list of everything that you're currently doing in your business and everything that you should be doing in your business. So we all have a list of things that we know we should be doing. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to our podcast. Now, in today's episode, what I want to talk about is one of the decision-making frameworks that's actually helped me quite a bit. Had a conversation with a client this past week. Now that we have Charlie live in our business, she's no longer doing any DMs. She's no longer setting any of her own appointments. She's no longer doing any of her own follow-ups. She's not even doing her own lead gen, and her time is starting to get freed up. And so we had a conversation about a decision-making framework that allows you to prioritize the highest leverage activities in the business and get what needs to get done and focus your time on the things that are most important. And so this framework has served me quite a bit. So you go through a little bit of an exercise when you think about your business as a whole, right? Make a list of everything that you're currently doing in your business and everything that you should be doing in your business. So we all have a list of things that we know we should be doing. So we have a list of should do's in our business that we don't do. And then we have a list of everything that we are doing. And oftentimes when you're not where you want to be in your business is because you're spending time doing the things that you prefer to do and you're not doing the things that you should do because the things that you should be doing in your business is not sexy. It's actually pretty damn boring. Sometimes it's a little bit tedious, and we can give into the trap of social media where you have all these pop-up entrepreneurs putting on a facade about all the exciting things that they're doing with their lives and all this stuff, but not showing anything behind the scenes of what you really need to be doing on a day-to-day basis. So this exercise, write down and brain dump everything that you're doing in your business, all the activities that you're doing in your business, all the activities that you should be doing in your business, and then everything that your business should be doing as a whole. So you have all the things that you're doing, all the things that you should be doing, and then you have everything that your business should be doing. So what are the activities that everyone in the business is doing? And then what you're going to do is you're going to categorize all these activities into four different buckets, right? So your first bucket is your low effort, high impact bucket, right? So when something's low effort, high impact, low effort doesn't mean that it doesn't require any effort. Low effort is measured by your competence and your skill level. So if you're really good at sales, that's a low effort, high impact activity for you. Because if I gave you 10 sales calls and you were really good at sales, and let's say you closed 5 out of 10 of those people, and I gave a rookie those sales calls and they were only able to close 2 out of 10, that's for them, that's high effort, low impact, right? Because they're not very skilled at it yet and they don't have a ton of competence in that area. So you want to make a list of everything that's low effort, high impact, and you want to prioritize those things first, right? You want to get those things knocked out the way. All your low effort, high impact activities, you want to do as much of those every single day as possible, right? Knock those out at the beginning of your day. And then you're going to characterize things into high effort, high impact. These are things that require more creative bandwidth and require more time and attention for you to get done. It's not something that you've just gotten so good at it that it doesn't really feel like it takes any effort. It's something that requires you to sit down and do, because maybe you're not necessarily the most skilled at it, or maybe it's something that only you can do in the business, but it's not your area of genius. So right now it requires a ton of effort, but it also provides high impact. So what I like to do with the high effort, high impact skills or activities, I like to think through ways to reduce the effort. So if you suck at creating content, but right now you're the only person in your business that can create content and it's really high effort for you, it may even be low impact because you're not that good. So I like to think through ways that I can make that less effort. So finding tools that I can leverage, like ChatGPT, and it's a great tool that you can leverage for content creation and things like that. Jasper is another great tool that you can leverage. Midjourney is another great tool that you can leverage. So there's lots of all these great tools that you can leverage that reduces the amount of effort in a high effort, high impact activity. So I want to knock out the low effort, high impact activities. I like to prioritize those things first because those are really my area of genius, right? So if I have a low effort, high impact activity, I know I can do more of those things, max out how many of those things I do each day, because it doesn't require a ton of effort. I'm only going to be able to maybe do one, maybe two high effort, high impact activities each day, or work on maybe one high impact, high effort activity each day, because they're pretty draining for me. So you want to figure out how many of the things that you're doing, what are you currently doing right now? What should you be doing? And what is everything that the business needs to be doing to kind of function? Categorize it into the low effort, high impact. And then the next one is going to be high effort, high impact. And then you want to, the third category is going to be your low effort, low impact, right? So low effort, low impact activities are really like $10 activities, maybe even $2 activities that you don't require a lot of skill to actually do and don't actually have a big impact on the business, but they need to get done, right? So example would be, you know, liking people's posts on your social media, commenting, responding to comments and responding to comments in the ads and following people and on cleaning up your friends list on Facebook, or maybe making new connection requests and all these different things on social media. Those are really more like low effort, low impact, but they still need to get done to continue to drive the business forward, right? When I say low impact, it doesn't mean that it's not having any positive outcome for the business. It just means that it's really not something that's going to, you're not going to attribute a ton of revenue directly to that specific activity, but it still needs to get done. It's just one of those things that you shouldn't be doing. All right. So the low effort, low impact activities, you need to outsource immediately, right? And then you have your low impact, high effort activities. All right. So it's activities that don't really have a ton of impact, but require a ton of effort from you. And when you're thinking about the impact, is really like the kind of levers that you have from that activity. So for you, if it's low impact, high effort, if you have a team, you want to find people on your team that for them, that's going to be low effort, high impact, right? Because of how quickly they can get it done, because of their skill sets, maybe because of their experience or their background, or maybe they just really enjoy doing those types of activities and you absolutely hate them, you can outsource that to them. So when you're thinking through all the different things that you need to be doing or should be doing in your business, filter it through those lens and then make sure you're making a list every single day of what you need to be doing in your business that's low effort, high impact, right? And when you find your sphere of genius in the business, you want to focus as much of your time really maxing that out until you get your business to a point where you're hiring a team, you're bringing people on, and now you're delegating any task that's either low effort, low impact, or low effort or high effort, low impact. You're delegating those tasks first, and then you're thinking through who on your team that when it comes to like the high effort, high impact activities for you, who on your team can you delegate that to? Where it's like, if you delegate that to them, it's a low effort, high impact activity for that person because of their unique skill sets. So a lot of times as a entrepreneur or business owner, most of your time is spent, you got to spend time strategically thinking through the business, who's doing what in the business, and looking around the corner to think, who do you need to bring on in the business that can do some of these activities that you've mapped out, right? So do this exercise. It takes a few hours to do properly, but take some time on the weekend to do it, block out some time to do it on a business day. It doesn't really matter. Once you do it, you're going to get a ton of clarity on everything that the business should be doing. And you're also going to get clarity if you're honest with yourself on what are you doing right now in the business. And you'll find that you're doing a lot of low effort, low impact activities that you should be delegating to somebody else on your team, or delegating to a contractor, or delegating to AI, right? Because you don't need to be the one doing those things, right? So take the time to do those things, and then you can start looking around the corner thinking, all right, well, I don't have the capacity to do a lot of these low effort, low impact activities, or low effort, high effort, low impact activities. I'm just going to do those at like the very last hour of my day because I don't have anybody to do those yet. I'm just going to knock those out. But most of my day is going to be spent knocking out the high effort, high impact, low effort activities, and then focusing on one high effort, high impact activity. And then everything else I'm going to knock out and then grow the business to a point where I have enough money to hire my first assistant, have them knock out all the low effort, low impact activities that I shouldn't be doing. And then you can start hiring the things that you need, strategically putting people on your team to start doing more of those high leverage activities to grow the business. So hope you found it helpful. Feel free to like, comment, and share, and I'll catch you in the next one. Deuces.